CBS Radio presents The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Cartwell?
Yes.
Oh, my name is Piper. I called you last night about appraising my stamp collection.
Oh, yes. Well, come in, sit down. Mr. Piper, how large is your collection?
Well, I got 6 books here, about 15,000 stamps, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Started when I was 5 years old. I kept it up all through school. I haven't done much with it the last few years, but...
Mm-hmm. And I think you told me on the phone that you'd taken it to a dealer and he offered you now... What was it?
$60. Well, he said maybe $75. Well, by golly, I know it must be worth more than that to begin with.
Well, Mr. Piper, I don't want to disillusion you, but believe me, I go through this all the time. Man goes through his attic, finds his old schoolboy stamp collection, and right away he thinks, this must be worth $10,000.
Yes, I know that, Mr. Carville. The point is, the dealer called me back last night and offered me $250.
Oh? He did?
Yes. Well, naturally, I got suspicious. I mean, if he offered that much, maybe I got stamps in here worth more.
Yes, perhaps. Well, you leave them here. I'll look them over, and I'll call you in a week or so.
Oh, dear, week or so? No. I've got to know today, Mr. Cardwell. I'm sailing for Europe on business in 2 weeks.
You're taking the collection with you?
Oh, no. No. Well, it's a long story, but to put it briefly, my wife was going with me, and we made a miscalculation on the money she'd save for the trip, and, well, I'm giving her the money I get from my stamp collection. I mean,
well, Mr. Piper, 15,000 stamps. Now, it's impossible in one day to accurately appraise each individual stamp. Not only that, I have 8 other appraisals ahead of you now. I couldn't even begin this until next Monday. No, it's impossible.
Mr. Cardwell, rather than paying you your usual appraisal fee, I will give you 10% of the current market value of my stamp collection, provided I have the answer by 6 o'clock tonight. Is it still impossible, Mr. Cardwell?
Stop in at 6 o'clock, Mr. Piper.
Are your children the active variety? Play it safe and pack some splints and bandage with the picnic fixins. A cowbell strung around their little necks will keep them from straying. Warn them against playing hide-and-seek near bees' nests or playing tag with strange striped pussycats. Better have something along to keep the bugs from lighting and biting and something to keep them from sharing your lunch. Nature is kind if you mind. Remember, it takes a plan to have the summer fun you can. Here's one we can think of.
And now, Bridgeport, your very best spray to keep insects away, brings you Jonathan Winters as Granny Fickard on the telephone.
Hello, Granny.
Gee, son, I want to thank you for that Bridgeport slug-a-bug. The grandchildren are just having the ball playing a new game called Kill. They're killing the mosquitoes and the flies and the gnats. It's a much fun with slug-a-bugs.
That's right. Bridgeport Slug-A-Bug is fast and safe. Safe to use near children, food, and pets. Remember, bugs can't get away from a Bridgeport spray.
Where is everybody? Hey, I got news for you, both of you. Hurry up, will you? I'm in the front hall.
Honestly, this buzzer system you put in is driving us all crazy.
Where's Aunt Effie?
I don't know.
Well, Aunt Effie! Aunt Effie! Honestly...
It's my buzz, dear. 2 shorts and a long.
Well, all right. Well, what's hers?
2 longs and a short.
Aunt Effie!
Yell at her. I thought that was the whole point of the buzzer system, that we wouldn't have to yell at each other.
Well, let me say, who is buzzing who?
Oh, I am buzzing you.
I didn't even know you were home. I didn't see you drive in.
Well, I drove in, so. Boy, have I got news for you.
I'm right in the middle of frosting the cake, dear. You ring the buzzer and you expect everybody to come running. begin with, that was not my bug.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
Mine are too long and short.
Yeah, but do you want to hear my news?
Yes, dear, of course.
All right, well, you better come in the living room and sit down.
I'm frosting the cake.
Will you come out in the kitchen and tell us while she finishes frosting the cake? Yeah, go on, Aunt Effie. We'll come around.
Oh,
darling, the icing will be hard before she finishes spreading it.
All right, the icing.
Well, can't you talk in the kitchen just as well?
Well, no, not really. When a man is told by a dealer that his stamp collection is only worth $60.
Give me the other spatula, Aunt Effie. I'll help you.
Well, maybe $75, and then later offers $250, which makes the man suspicious, so he takes his collection to a stamp appraiser.
Get it. It's running over the edge.
I've got it. Go on, dear. Go on.
Appraiser discovers that out of 15,000 stamps, 14,997 stamps aren't worth much, but there were three stamps.
There's too much icing on this. Spread it a little.
Three stamps.
I don't think you made enough icing, Aunt Effie. Now, go on, dear. You have three stamps.
Then a man finds that he has three stamps in his stamp collection worth $500 apiece. Well, then he'd like to have his family sit down and listen to him while he tells them the good news. But, of course, I guess that's asking too much.
No, it isn't, darling. It's just that we have this kid. What does it say?
And let me forget the cake.
I just had this one egg.
Forget it a minute. Listen to him. He sold three stamps, didn't you? For what, dear?
Well, I haven't actually sold them yet, but they are worth $500 apiece. I mean, just in case you're interested.
Five hundred?
I have got three stamps I can sell for $1,500.
Who said so?
The appraiser.
I can't believe it.
I don't believe it. How could three of those dirty old stamps...
They are not dirty old stamps.
They were used.
Of course they used, for Pete's sake.
Aunt Effie, I know you don't understand stamp collecting. I don't either, really, but
I... Well, I can understand people collecting china or glassware, but my goodness, stamps aren't even pretty.
But doesn't $1,500 sound kind of pretty?
Which stamps were they? Not that I know one from the other, but
well,
I mean...
Well, actually, see, when I was a kid, I saved most of the United States stamps. Uh-huh. Last night, when Aunt Effie reminded me of the time that I got into Grandmother's desk and ripped all the stamps off the letters that she'd gotten for years from Uncle George,
uh-huh.
You know?
Funny, Uncle George. I don't remember meeting any Uncle George at all.
Well, I only met him once myself. He was about 80 years old.
Uncle George was his great uncle.
My great uncle.
He never talked about him much. He just bummed his way around the world all his life and never amounted to a raw thing.
Well, he wrote letters, and the stamps from three of those letters are now worth $1,500.
Didn't you know it at all?
Oh, no. I tell you, nobody could have been more surprised than I was.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought maybe I could get a little more than 250, you know, for the whole collection, but I never dreamed, you know, that I could
get
anything.
I believe that three little bitty stamps that have been used could be worth $1,500.
All right, you go right down to the public library. You ask for Scott's Specialized United States Catalog, and you look on page 66, and you will see that number 233 is a picture of the 1893 4-cent Columbia stamp. Now, these stamps are usually printed in an ultramarine blue color, but by mistake, they put out one issue in dark blue. And I have three of these 1893 stamps.
Oh, honestly, well, it's a good thing you don't have the dark blue ones.
Yes. I have the dark blue ones.
You said that's the ones they made the mistake on.
Yes, that's right. That's why they're valuable.
They're more valuable if they're printed wrong?
Yes.
Oh, honey, are you sure?
Yes, my goodness. Well, this appraiser certainly doesn't sound as though he knows what he's talking about.
If there's a flaw in something, dear, you generally get it cheaper. Mm.
Don't you know anything about stamp collecting?
No, dear, but I do know
All right, never mind. Just take my word for it, will you? I have three 1893 Columbia stamps worth $500 apiece, which I will sell. And that gives you $1,500, so now you can go to Europe.
Europe? Well, I wasn't thinking of my trip to Europe.
Weren't thinking of your trip to Europe for peace sakes? That's why I had my stamp collection appraised.
But I told you last night I wouldn't feel right having you make such a sacrifice. Why, I couldn't take money from something, dear, that's meant so much to you. I just couldn't.
No.
I feel terrible. I just couldn't take your money. No.
The boat sails in 16 days.
I'll take $1,000. I feel terrible, but I'll take it.
At last, except we are going to Europe.
Yes, of course. Maybe we should take the $1,500 just in case, you know. Just in case there's a...
I'll get it.
All right, Aunt Effie.
Well, anyhow, there won't be quite $1,500. The truth is, I'm giving the appraiser 10%, which I promised him.
10%? Yeah. Why would you give him that?
So he'd drop everything and appraise my stamp today.
For Pete's sake, isn't it worth it to have
one? Oh, Martha, really? Oh, hold on.
Is that Aunt Martha?
Yes. Carol broke her leg and Martha has to go to Arizona for the summer.
Oh, no, go to Arizona.
Well, what's so awful about that? Carol probably needs her poor kids.
What's so awful? Martha was coming here to look after Betsy and Bobby while we were in Europe.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. A riot of comedy has taken over evenings on CBS Radio, joining the Amos and Andy Music Hall to make it a clean sweep hour of laughs Monday through Friday night. You now hear Andy Griffith, George Burns and Gracie Allen, and those way out there characters Bob and Ray. It's the greatest thing that's happened to radio this decade, and it's happened to CBS Radio, of course. Make it a regular evening habit. Let CBS Radio bring you a solid hour of fun, spun by this wonderful quartet of shows. Listen to Life as Viewed Through the Wide Eyes of a Country Boy Who's Taken the City Folks by Storm, Broadway and Hollywood comedy star Andy Griffith. Stay for the wonderful vaudeville style of George Burns and Gracie Allen, the dizzy one-liners that have made Gracie Allen a living legend for laughs. And sift life's somewhat serious sides with those two solid citizens, Bob and Ray. It's the new evening sound of CBS Radio, lining up Amos and Andy, Andy Griffith, Burns and Allen, and Bob and Ray. Listen and laugh. The address? CBS Radio and its affiliated stations.
Now, look, you might as well stop weeping and wailing. Aunt Martha can't help it if her daughter broke her leg, and with four children, Carol certainly needs help.
Well, what are we going to do? Now we've got the money so I can go to Europe, everything all set, and now, nobody to look after the children.
Maybe we could leave them with your mother for 3 weeks, and then she could take them over to my mother.
No, neither one could manage two children.
Well, leave one at your mother's and take Betsy.
Mother can't take even one. Since Aunt Harriet died, Mother has her hands full taking care of Grandma. Mm-hmm. Insists on living alone, and she shouldn't. Mother says she's over there all the time, cleaning Grandma's house, getting her meals, doing dishes. Grandma can hardly dress herself, but she won't admit it. Her mother's just exhausted all the time. Now, I couldn't do it to her, that's all. Just couldn't.
Well, my mother will take the kids. She'd love to have them.
Your mother might love to have them, but she isn't up to taking care of two children.
No, she isn't, dear. She's
all right. Then how about looking for a housekeeper?
Oh, leave Betsy and Bobby with a perfectly strange woman for 6 weeks? I wouldn't even think of it, would you?
I'd say nothing what a good housekeeper would cost me.
Well, look, if my mother could take Bobby, maybe one of our friends could take Betsy. How about Eleanor? Now why not? After all, she's a close friend.
No, you don't ask even a close friend to keep your child for 6 weeks.
Well, by gosh, Eleanor didn't mind asking us to keep her dog and her cat and her goldfish and her Don Canary birds while they took off for Florida for Christmas.
Well, they weren't canary birds, but they were parakeets.
All right, parakeets.
Anyhow, I'm not asking her to take Betsy for 6 weeks. Say what to do. No, this is just terrible.
My goodness. If it isn't one thing, it's another. If we sail for Europe in 16 days, it will certainly be a miracle.
16? Sorry, is that all?
16. That's all.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Nelson Olmstead, and is produced by Walter Hart.